So the Chancellor has delivered his autumn statement, and as expected, George Osborne has downgraded growth forecasts, but in a surprise move, scrapped a planned 3p rise in fuel duty. There's more tax on pension savings, while the main rate of corporation tax will fall as well. Let's get the thoughts of our man in the city. It's James Hughes at the trading floor of Alpari. James, what's the reaction to Mr. Osborne's speech?
Well, I think overall there's the carrot and the stick in this, isn't there? So initially we have the headline grabber, which is this the cancelling of the 3p fuel duty rise, which was supposed to come in January. Now, what a lot of people had expected to happen with that was that to be not cancelled but moved, postponed till April. But the fact that it's been cancelled overall is, of course, going to be seen as good news. However, the overall thing that affects, of course, the global economy and the economy in the UK and exactly what's been going on around the world is this: the economic growth forecasts, the fact that the austerity measures are going to be in for a lot longer. Basically, the Chancellor before this has come out with a five-year plan, and it seems that 5-year plan has been extended to almost an 8-9-year plan. So there are issues, and of course we've seen the global economy really struggling over the last 12 months to 2 years, to however many years you want to go back now. So it's no surprise that the growth has been revised down. But they're pretty big revisions. So the Chancellor expected 0.8% growth in the UK for 2012, and that's been revised down to a contraction of 0.1%. So that's a pretty big jump.
But overall, there are going to be some people out there who are reasonably pleased with this. What about the squeezed middle?
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of different things that are going to, like all of these, like when we get a budget and like when we get the autumn statement, there are points where people are going to feel pinched and people aren't going to feel pinched. The squeezed middle don't get too much of a break, but there are things out there which are starting to make things better and starting to move things in the right direction. But of course, everything that's come before us today has been jumped on by the opposition, and of course Labour have come in and said basically the same old thing that we always get with these points, is that what you said was going to work hasn't worked, and you're still not solving any of the issues. And unfortunately that is the case. That is exactly what's happening. All of the points that the Chancellor put out in his budget earlier in the year and the statements beforehand haven't been met, and the economy isn't performing the way we expect it to. The deficit hasn't been reduced by the amount that we want it to either. So there are definitely two ways to view this. You can view that there's a few things which are going to help people out, but there are the overall economy and the outlook for the economy is a lot worse than what it was.
And no mansion tax, as the Liberal Democrats wanted.
No, exactly. No mansion tax, and that, of course, again has riled the Labour benches, because they're of course coming out saying that the government are being lenient on the rich yet again, and that of course is always their major go, that the rich get tax breaks and don't get dealt with hard enough, and of course the middle and the lower classes tend to get hit the hardest. Of course, these are the problem is when you have these times like we have at the moment, is it's very hard to keep everyone happy, and of course there is unfortunately not very many people happy at all, apart from this fuel duty cancellation, which is obviously going to be seen as the big headline and the big good thing that's come out of this today.
Yes, and of course, there are plenty of people, I would say the vast majority of people in this country, who are worried about tax evasion and all those tax loopholes. But the government has promised to collect more in tax from the big multinationals and has put more resources into the HMRC and getting that avoidance reduced.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. Of course, we've heard big stories about huge companies such as Starbucks and Amazon and the like, who we've heard don't pay the tax they're supposed to pay in this country. And it's good that the government are now going to put more money and more resource into finding out why this happens and stopping it from happening. And that's the big thing. And of course, the issue that everyone has is the whole thing of why do I have to pay my full tax when the rich or these big companies don't have to do it themselves. So that is definitely a good point, and again, adding more resource into that area is going to only hopefully stop these. But of course, the issue with all this is that it has to be followed through on, and notoriously what we get when we get a budget or an autumn statement is we get to the next one, and there are a lot of things the Chancellor has to say to start off with, things that haven't been able to be done over that period of time. So we hopefully these things can be done.
And reaction in the city?
The city and the markets tend to not be too bothered about anything political, and this is always seen as a very political thing. Even when it comes to the budget, we tend to get the political points. Now, what the city looks at is the economic growth figures, and just to see how far these are going to be revised. Now, we all expected them to be revised down. No one expected a real positive light to come out of things on side of the growth in this country. So the fact that they've been revised down hasn't surprised anyone. The markets have fallen back a little bit, but not by too much.
Okay, James Hughes from Alpari, thank you.